Let me know
Okay,
when.
you're live. You're on the stream.
Good evening. This is a meeting of the Pacifica National Board, meeting in a special session. It is August 12th, 2021, and it is 8:45 p.m. on the East Coast. I'm Alex Steinberg, the chair of the Pacifica National Board. And our recording secretary is having some technical issues, so I'm going to ask our board secretary, Polina Vasilyev, to please call the roll.
1 second. There we go. Right. Here it is, the open session. All right, and Chris Corey.
Here.
Chris Corey's here. Vanessa Dixon Briggs.
Here.
Lyndon Foley. Lyndon Foley. I believe you requested, yeah, requested an excused absence. That's right. Jose Gutierrez. Jose Gutierrez. I don't hear Jose. Heather Gray.
Here.
Heather Gray is present. Julie Hewitt.
Here.
Julie Hewitt is present. Sabrina Jacobs. Sabrina Jacobs. Wally James.
Here.
Wally James is here.
Sabrina Jacobs is here. Sorry about that.
Thank you, Sabrina. Dwayne Lark.
Dwayne Lark is present.
Great. Thank you. Ali Lexa has
retreated.
Oh, there you are. Okay. Thanks, Ali. Jim Osborne has requested an excused absence. Let's see. Oh, I think I skipped.
When did he?
Thomas O'Rourke. That was an email. Thomas O'Rourke.
Here.
Okay. Ron Pinchback.
Here.
Ralph Pointer.
Here.
Great. Ralph is here. Sandra Rawline.
I'm here.
Great. Lawrence Reyes.
Presente.
Thank you. Sean Rhodes.
I'm here.
Okay. James Sagerton.
Here.
Alex Steinberg.
Here.
And Andrea Turner. I believe Andrea has also requested an excused absence. Elizabeth Beth von Gunten.
Here.
Here. Okay. Tom Voorhees. Tom Voorhees. I don't hear Tom.
He requested an excused absence also.
I see. Okay. Lydia Brazan. Lydia. I don't hear Lydia. Anita Sims.
Here.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev, I am here. Arthur Schwartz.
He'll be here for the closed session.
Okay. John Tatum.
I'm here.
Great. And Marianne Dane, I believe, is not here yet. Mr. Chair, we have quorum.
And this is Lydia. I'm here.
Okay.
Okay. So, next item is a report out from the closed session of August 5th. Do we have a report out from that session?
Yes, we do. Give me just 1 second to locate it. Let's see. The report out is the Pacifica National Board met in closed session to discuss Pacifica legal, personnel, and proprietary financial matters. And that's the report out from August 5th. Closed meeting of the PNB.
Okay, that's the report out then. Thank you. Okay, next item is excused absences. And the list I have is Lyndon Foley, Jim Osborne, Andrea Turner, and Tom Voorhees. Can we have a motion to excuse those four people?
Julie, so moved.
Okay, is there a second?
Chris will second.
Second.
Okay, are there any objections to excusing those four people? Okay, they're excused. Timekeepers are next. Who would like to volunteer to be a timekeeper for people?
James.
James, very good. Thank you. And what about topics? We have a volunteer for timekeeper for topics.
Julie, I'll do it. Okay, unless you want to, Lawrence.
No, it's okay, Julie. Go ahead.
Okay, the most eager person wins. Thank you, Julie. Okay, so announcements. I do not have any announcements tonight, so we'll go straight to agenda approval part of the meeting. Let me read the draft agenda. First is agenda approval. That's a 5-minute item. Then approval of minutes of the open session from August 5th, a 3-minute item, followed by the IED report. That's a 10-minute item, followed by the ICFO report. That's another 10-minute item, followed by committee reports. That's a 20-minute item, followed by unfinished business. I don't think we have any, but if we do, it's 5 minutes. And then there is an item under new business. There are two motions on the delegates' election timeline. I've appended those motions to the agenda. I've also appended the what the bylaws say about the election timeline to the agenda, and I've also appended the current timeline from the National Election Supervisor. So you can take a look at that. And anyway, that's the draft agenda. Can we get a motion to approve the draft agenda?
James, so moved.
Okay, can we get a second on that?
This is Heather, I'll second.
Okay, does anybody wish to propose any amendments or changes to the draft agenda? Okay. Hearing none, the...
Alex?
Yeah?
O'Rourke here. I just was looking at the motions in the appendix and can only read the whereas clauses of mine. I just wondered how that... It seemed to be cut off in some sort of, you know, word processing issue.
I don't know. I can...
Okay.
I can see it in mine. I don't know.
All right. Okay. Well, I have the original
copy. Is anybody else having that problem?
Chair, Marianne is on the call, Chair.
Okay. Very good. Welcome, Marianne. So let's... okay. Are there any objections then to the draft agenda? Hearing none, the draft agenda is approved. First item is minutes from the open session from August 5th. Do we have those minutes, Paulina?
Yes, I distributed them earlier this afternoon.
Okay. Does anybody have any corrections for those minutes? Hearing none, those minutes are approved. Next item is the report from our IED, Lydia Brazon. It's a 10-minute item, including Q&A. Lydia, you have the floor.
I'm sorry, I had the floor?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Well, let me see. Not much to report. A lot of people are on their summer vacation, but we have ongoing fun drives at WPFW. We still have one at KPFK and at KPFT, and so we'll see how we do. And, you know, some stations tend to do better than others. It's been pretty slow here at KPFK. I'm here in L.A. And we have, of course, the changing criteria, recommendations, regulations, in all of our signal areas because of the Delta variant of COVID. And so that's having an impact as well, both I think in terms of our donations, but as well as some of the steps that we've taken and then drawn back and now having to take again or variations thereof. And so that's taking a good deal of time on, and effort on everyone's part. And hopefully we can get past this nightmare at some point, but it seems to be taking longer than we had hoped. Everything else are matters that will be taken up in executive session. Thank you.
Hello, everybody. I'm not sure what's going on. It's Marion, and I have finally been patched in by phone. Would someone please tell me where we are in the process here?
Yeah, Marion, we're on item four, IED report, and I've taken roll, and I'll share the I'll share my notes with you.
Thank you.
Okay, any questions? This is Lydia. Mr. Chair? Alex?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I was muted. Are there any questions, folks?
Betty?
Okay.
What are you doing?
Hello?
Yeah, did you have gloves on when you were messing with the garbage?
Ralph, please mute yourself. We can hear you.
You don't.
Okay, I don't think there's any questions, so we'll move on to the next item. Report from the ICFO. Anita, are you ready?
Yes, excuse me. Yes, I am, sir. Just wanted to report that the tax return, the 990, was filed on a timely basis. We've received confirmation that it was also received electronically. We also are working on July month end. Some questions that surfaced from the finance committee that we had on Tuesday, working on that, and also working on meeting the deadline from the AG's office on answering the questions, working with Nancy Sorden on that. So we've been pretty busy, but making a lot of progress. Any questions?
Any questions, folks?
Thank you.
Okay. We'll move on to the next item. Committee reports. Let's see. We have an order for that. Personnel Committee. Sandra, you want to give a report from the Personnel Committee? Sandra? If you're muted, unmute yourself, Sandra. Is she on the call?
She answered the roll.
I know.
I don't see Sandra anymore.
Okay, well, I'll give a quick report then from the Personnel Committee. The Personnel Committee met this past Monday, and we didn't pass any motions, but we did decide that we're going to start filtering through the resumes that we have received. Most of them are old, and some of them could be dated at this time, but we're going to go through that those lists and those resumes that we think everybody keep it up on the papers. Could you mute? Did everybody mute themselves who's not speaking? Those resumes that we want to have further discussion with those people, we're going to get in touch with them and find out if they are still available, of course. Some people may have moved on since we received a lot of these resumes. We are also going to advertise the position one more time. We're going to be meeting, we're going to have a working meeting this coming week in executive session where we're going to go through all the details of how we're going to do all that stuff and which, you know, decide which people that we have current resumes for we want to continue to pursue. That's the report from the personnel committee. There's a report, the strategic planning committee hasn't met since our last PNB meeting, so there's nothing to report from there. Finance committee, James, do you have a report?
Yes, just briefly, the finance committee looked at the June financials at our last meeting with our ICFO, Anita Sims. There were some questions, as she mentioned, about several items, which she's working on finding explanations for. We're very concerned, of course, about the situation at KPFK. Their deficit for June was $91,000. Their fund drive was running at last check at about $6,500 a day, which is quite low for them. And we will be looking at some expenses in their budget for phones and other items where maybe we can find some savings. We're going to do a cost comparison for the phone service with KPFA, which has similar size staff and is much lower. KPFA has found a good deal for phone services. Maybe we can apply that at KPFK as well. The corporate counsel offered to send the committee a copy of the FJC revised contract. We're still waiting for that. I'll remind Arthur at some point. And we're still hoping to see the brokerage contract for the Lovett property sale. And we will be looking further at the KPFK budget at our next meeting, which is Tuesday after next. Thank you.
Okay. Do we have any reports from, do we have a report from the governance committee?
No, we had, this is Lawrence Reyes, governance committee chairperson. We put in a request to meet with Renee because there were some questions in regards to the elections that were based in the bylaws. And I sent an invitation to Renee and I didn't hear back. So the meeting didn't happen this afternoon. It would happen, well, this evening, East Coast time, 6:30, this afternoon over here in Cali. It would have been at 3:30. So that's the extent of the report. And we are looking at the bylaws, the open bylaws timeline as well. So there may be some amendments being put forward. Thank you.
Okay. are there any other committee reports?
Here, I have a question for Lawrence. It's James.
Yeah, go ahead. We have a little time.
Lawrence, we had a meeting scheduled at 6:30 this afternoon, and about five or six people showed up, but you didn't, and there was no cancellation notice. I was just wondering, did we miss something, or what happened there?
No, you didn't miss anything, and apparently you didn't miss the meeting. I did, apologize for that. Running around getting our contract ratified, and it completely it missed me. I completely missed it. I was intending to cancel the meeting last night because I didn't hear back from Renee. So I will be sending an email to the committee expressing my contrition. Thank you.
Thank you, Lawrence. No need here for contrition. I was just wondering if everything was okay. Thanks.
Okay. Are there any other committee reports?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina?
I see that. Oh, actually, this is for Marianne. If I may, I see Sandra is present.
Who's present?
Sandra Roland. You asked her. Making sure.
Okay. She didn't seem to be present before. Okay.
Mr. Chair, Aurora?
Yeah?
I wanted to relate some details of the technology committee, if that's appropriate now.
Sure, go ahead.
We met on, this is based on a summary by Jim Dingaman in New York. We met on August 1st with a guest by the name of Bruce Mims, a retired professor who is also the current co-author with John Hendricks of a college textbook called The Radio Station. It was recorded and sent to Otis. It was a wide-ranging discussion of Pacifica's strengths and weaknesses and the role of technology. It's impossible to summarize. But we will, on the 14th, that is to say this coming Sunday, have the promised guest wasn't able to show up, a Columbia professor named Michael Keith, to discuss the state of radio tech and technology with us. And we welcome anyone who'd like to care to call in and listen. We'll continue these sorts of discussions, trying to think big thoughts about Pacifica's place in the media world. Like I say, invite you to come. I can forward this to you all for distribution to the board if you didn't have access to it.
Make sure I'm muted.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
Is
that clear?
Yeah, that would be very good if you can just forward us the information for the I guess this is going to be like a Zoom session or something.
Yeah, it includes the Zoom coordinates, etc. Yeah, sure.
Okay, that would be very good and
very good.
And the board members should feel free to forward that as well to their local station board email lists.
Okay.
This is Lawrence.
There'll be some people who'd be interested in that. I got you, Lawrence. Do you want to ask a question, Lawrence?
No, I just want to let Marianne know that if she wants to unmute, she has to press *6. And I also forgot part of the governance committee report is that I will be convening the National Elections Committee in 2 weeks. That'll be posted on KPFTS.
National Election.
Ron with a question.
Ron, yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead, Ron.
Yeah, relating to the technology committee, is there any plan or is there any thought about assessing Pacifica's immediate needs technologically speaking? What our capabilities are, and not philosophically. I'm talking about brick and mortar, wires and bolts. Is there any effort, as part of this committee to assess the network's needs technically, infrastructurally right now?
I don't recall it coming up, Ron, should I answer?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, it didn't call. I will raise it. Absolutely. I assume, someone would respond with, well, we'd need to do a survey of what exactly exists. Sure, it can be raised we'll do so.
If you bring it up on a technology committee, there may be some people who are willing to do like a consultation for us pro bono. Or if they want to charge a fee, we could certainly, consider that.
Oh, some of these, you're implying one of these sort of objective academics from outside the network?
Well, I don't know who it would be. I can think of a couple of people that do some, I know one person who's doing some pro bono work for the network right now who might be able to do something like that. But
okay.
Yeah, you can speak to me about it later.
Yeah, I just forwarded it to you and the secretary and Paulina.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, it just sounds like a good thing that we could do. I fully agree with Ron on this.
Absolutely.
Yep.
Alex, this is Paulina.
Paulina?
I have a question for Thomas. Thomas, the technology task force is the meeting. Is it going to be streamed on KPFTX for the listening, the benefit of the listening audience?
The bottom of the email I just sent you includes Zoom, Pacifica Technology, and yeah, I believe it is. I believe I heard Jim say that. Well, if you can
get a volunteer to stream it, you could stream it. It's just a question of whether you can get a volunteer and if there's no conflicts with committees or anything.
Right.
Okay.
What time are you meeting?
This Sunday, 1 p.m. Eastern.
If our KPFK local station board finishes our meeting by then I could stream it. But if not, I'll let you know.
Okay. Thank you.
Mr. Chair?
Yeah.
One further thought, if I don't mind, 1 second.
Yeah, go ahead.
With this new infrastructure package that's been passed, there's going to be a lot of money out there. We may be able to qualify for some infrastructure grants, you know, for our technical infrastructure. That's something that, you know, might be hanging on the wall also.
Yeah, well, that means we need somebody who knows how to tap into those kind of things. Working for us or working with us. I don't know. Lydia, do you know any such person?
Yeah, the technology task force meets on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, not Sunday.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was saying the 14th, and that is Saturday. My apologies.
Hello, this is Lydia.
Yeah, I was just asking, do you know of anybody we could tap to look into this, what we might be able to get out of this infrastructure bill?
Yes, I have two people that I've reached out to do various, because there are national and local and California state opportunities right now that somebody needs to stay on. I mean, I can stay on top of it, but somebody needs to really pursue it actively and that has that kind of access. So there are two people, but I'll also, you know, pursue some of the avenues that I have in the past that are attached to, you know, to Congress and to the executive branch on that as well.
Okay. It's something to keep in mind. It's not the kind of work that someone is going to be able to do part time after they finish doing other things. This is the kind of work that really needs to be focused on, and somebody has, at least one person has to make that their main focus. If we know anybody who is able to do that as a volunteer, that would be the best thing. But we might even consider hiring somebody for a position like that if they have the necessary skill set. It would be I think it would be an investment well worth it.
Oh, Alex, this is Paulina. I just accidentally muted Lydia. Lydia, you're muted, just in case.
Hi, Mr. Chair.
Yeah.
Yeah. So. That's what I commented on last week, actually, was that what I'm in need of is someone who can apply for
grants, and these are grants, by the way. Anything with the infrastructure is also considered a grant. But anyway, and that hopefully it's a matter of working out something which is not uncommon. It's very common on the back end of the receipt of the grant rather than monies up front. So it's that sort of thing. But I mean, it would be great if you can get it as a volunteer, but I think at the level that we're talking about, I think that's unlikely. I think there would be some nominal amount involved, but hopefully to work something out with folks. So I do have feelers out. I've asked a few of the board members also to let me know if they have any sources. So this is, like I said, it's kind of a specialty thing. So it's not your traditional academic grants, although that discipline is needed. But it's also people who are accustomed to pursuing the access that you would need in order to have these grants move forward expeditiously.
Right.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so I think we're about done with that item on the agenda. So let's move on. Are there any items on unfinished business? Does anybody know of any? Okay, then we'll move on to new business. We have two motions that are being proposed to some one way or another modify the election timeline. Before we start on that discussion, I just want to say that if you look at the bylaws, it's pretty specific. There really is no wiggle room here. We have made modifications in the past when there were certain exigent circumstances. And last year, we were forced to follow a completely different timeline because of a court order. So that's the background here. So anyway, there are two motions. Thomas, do you want to read?
I haven't been able to read the second motion, Alex. Would they like to go first? That's fine.
Okay.
Oh, thank you. I think the first motion should be read by Mr. O'Rourke.
Thank you. Mr. O'Rourke. Lawrence, I don't have that motion. If you want
the secretary to read the motion, will have it. The secretary will have it.
Okay. Somebody needs to read it.
Okay. Well, I'll read mine then. Okay.
Go ahead and read yours.
All right. Whereas Pacifica listener members, which constitute the largest portion of Pacifica's voting members, have not yet had adequate opportunity to hear each station's LSB candidates present their positions and platforms on air before the LSB election voting starts, which is scheduled for August 16th, 2021, to go through to October 16, 2021. Whereas this year, the number of LSB candidates network-wide total 128 listener candidates and 33 staff candidates. Here's the breakdown of candidates per signal area. In KPFA land, 22 listener candidates for 7 staff. KPFK land, 38 listener candidates and 7 staff. KPFT, 25 listeners and 10 staff. WBAI, 27 listeners and 6 staff. WPFW, 16 listener candidates, 3 staff. These are the ones that have qualified up to this point. Whereas, or on the ballot, as of today, August, let's call it the 12th, The current LSB election schedule beginning the 16th leaves only 4 days before voting begins. That's obviously 3 or 2 now. I'm not sure. 3. Whereas due to the large number of listener candidates running in each of the 5 signal areas, 4 days is clearly an inadequate amount of time for listener members to be adequately informed on air as to who specifically is running for the LSBs and what each of the candidates' qualifications, positions, and platforms are. That is to say, before the voting window obviously starts. That's an aside, sorry. Whereas, continuing, because so little time to reach listeners on air has been designated before voting begins, the LSB candidates' on-air campaigns at Pacifica will not fairly or adequately facilitate each candidate's rightful access to the air in time to have impact upon voters' choices, thereby preventing the fulfillment of the legal requirements and democratic spirit of the Pacifica bylaws pertaining to its LSB elections. Whereas recently, similar problems manifest in regard to inadequately scheduled on-air debates and discussions concerning the New Day Pacifica Bylaws Amendment referendum requiring the National Election Supervisor to postpone the voting by 15 days to begin on June 7, 2021. Due to the unprecedented number of LSB candidates running in this election, the same problem exists, but at an exponentially bigger scale, which requires a greater extension of on-air campaign period before voting starts. Therefore, be it resolved that the PMB will immediately direct the IED to postpone by 1 month the starting date for voting in the 5 LSB elections from Saturday, August 16th to instead begin on Thursday, September 16th of this year, with voting ending November 16th, 2021. And that the PMB will instruct the IED to directly and specifically mandate the 5 GMs, facilitated by station staff, to schedule in saturation and rotation by preempting regular programming of primetime scheduled slots, the initial broadcast and rebroadcast of the following: LSB candidate cards, pre-recorded and or live candidate forums and debates, including listener call-in and comments and questions for candidates during live broadcasts, and 3, that the IED will directly review and, if necessary, due to any impasse or problem, completely bypass the NES and LES's assigned roles in regard to implementation of the above, in order to ensure that adequate democratic inclusive processes are facilitated without delay to the GMs and station staff, or by the GMs and station staff at all 5 stations regarding LSB candidates' adequate primetime access to the station's broadcast schedule.
Okay, Thomas, I am going to rule this motion out of order. It is in violation of our bylaws. the PNB does not get involved in telling the National Election Supervisor what to do, nor does the IED for that matter. That's always been the case. We're not going to go down that road. So that's my ruling. You may appeal it if you wish.
Well, Mr. Steinberg, I would like to ask you a question before deciding that. To oversee and certify the fairness of the delegates' election is part of the language you quoted to me from the bylaw section that pertains. So overseeing and certifying the fairness, how can we, I have a few questions, if I may. How do we, the NES is engaged through a contract with the PNB? And if so, how are we able to?
The PNB has nothing to do with the National Election Supervisor.
Dwayne Lark to the stack.
Nothing at all.
National Election Supervisor.
My hand is up.
Elected by the executive director, and she reports to the executive director. She does not report to the PNB.
Dwayne Lark.
Hold on. Mr. Chair, this is the parliamentarian before you start a stack.
I'm not starting a stack.
That's what I was going to say.
I'm allowing Mr. O'Rourke to finish his statement. I'm not clear whether he wishes to challenge my ruling or not. So
Dwayne Lark seeks to challenge the ruling of the chair.
Okay. Dwayne, you have not been recognized. Mr. O'Rourke, you may finish your statement.
I would like to ask you how you calculated that a month delay, which you told me would cost $10,000, and why that is.
That's not the basis.
How it is
That's not the basis.
One more question.
I have a request for information or point of order.
So the ED actually engages in the contract with the NES, and how is the NES able to ensure this fairness across the network? If you'd answer those questions, I'd be happy to.
That's a question for the NES, not for me.
Chair, can I have a point of order? I think it's a point of order. I was thinking it was a question, but I think it's a point of order. In your ruling, can you cite the citation in the bylaws that you seek to uphold in ruling this motion out of order?
The parliamentarian needs to speak on that.
Okay, Mr. Tatum.
Don't forget, board members, the process is either you accept the ruling of the chair or you appeal from the ruling, and that needs a second. Then you can go into debate. There can be no debate unless someone has appealed the ruling of the chair and someone else has seconded it. Thank you.
Chair, parliamentary inquiry, I stated a point of order, and I think it's a fair point of order. You have made a decision to rule this motion out of order, and you specifically stated some section in the bylaws that you are quoting. And I just would like to ask you to give a citation as to regards to that section of the bylaws that you're quoting.
That's a debate.
That's a debate.
That's a point of order because I'm sorry. That is a point of order. He stated that the motion is out of order because of some reason in the bylaws. What I'm asking for is for that citation.
That's not a point of order. That's not a point of order because he cannot answer the reason for his ruling. He cannot answer that until the motion to appeal is seconded and you get into debate. That's when he can tell you anything he would like to tell you. He's the first one to debate and also the last person to debate, and others can debate once in between. But you can't do anything right now if the ruling of the chair, he has ruled it out of order and no one has appealed. So you have to move on with the meeting.
Well, it's obvious someone is trying to appeal on top
of which case I will appeal. Yeah. Sorry, Dwayne.
Chair, the stream is mislabeled on KPFTX. The live stream isn't working, but the governance committee stream is streaming this meeting, and I don't know if listeners are finding it. I don't know who's in charge, but I'm getting
what I do about that.
I can't find the stream, and it's mislabeled on the site.
Chair, this is Paulina.
Paulina, so something.
I'm streaming. I'm streaming as PMB1, but let me see if Otis plays us as PMB2. Then I will switch. But of course, nobody will find out. I mean, if unless there's a way to post a notice on KPFTX that,
I only found it by clicking on all the streams.
Of course, I understand. Yeah. So I'm streaming the way I'm always streaming. So I don't know why all of a sudden PNB is no longer at the same location, but I can fix that. Give me a second. Okay. Let me see.
While we're waiting, there's 2 minutes left in this item.
Mr. Chair, may I go ahead and lodge an appeal then?
Yes, you may.
Thank you. And sorry to interrupt, Dwayne.
Okay, we're now streaming on PMB2. So the correct place for the national board. Let me check, make sure. Maybe it takes a few seconds to. Oh, it says connecting. It won't let me connect to PNB2. So we're not streaming. I can continue to stream at PNB1, but it's mislabeled. It's going to continue to be mislabeled until we get Otis to do something about it, unless we get Otis to do something about it.
Well, let's just continue. I can, we-